pieces of old, so you heard on the radio, he said, when you get here, he's going to read you the riot act and kind of set you straight in the Giants' ways.
Mm-hmm.
What was the conversation like? Was it uncomfortable at all? Was it what you expected?
I mean, it was what I expected. You know, just kind of take it in and take from it what I can and, you know, go forward, keep a positive and a level head.
Was he encouraging too? I mean, imagine
yeah.
he kind of told you how much
oh,
he
yeah.
brought you here for a reason.
Oh, yeah, very encouraging, you know, just to be here in this locker room. I mean, this is the New York Giants, you
yeah.
know, one of the biggest, if not the biggest franchise there is. So, you know, I'm proud of myself for getting here, and all I can do is get better. That's all I'm trying to do is get better.
When you're watching the draft and you're seeing names go off the board, are you thinking, I'm better than that guy?
I mean, I know a lot of players was thinking that watching the draft, and you know, unfortunately, some guys didn't even get a call after the draft. You know, so you know, I'm blessed to be here, and you know, I don't really focus too much on other players. I try to focus on myself, and that's all I can do is focus on myself and get better on and off the field.
Feel like you're on a shorter leash here than some of the other guys, maybe one step up and.
I mean, I try not to think like that. I just try to do what's expected of me. You know, be on time for the meetings, be on time for practice, and you know, trying to shift that perception of me a little bit.
Can you you have to set the record straight for people who are wondering what exactly happened when you got in trouble? What was your point?
Well, I got a lot of trouble. Yeah,
maybe what happened? You know, how you got into it?
I mean, just being young, you know, like I said before, just being a bonehead, young player, and coming in, I started as a freshman, so I kind of didn't think rules applied to me, you know, and it was a crowd there that, you know, just you gotta find the right people that's good for you. Not saying that, you know, the people I hang with wasn't good for me, but it was just, you know, you gotta find the right crowd for you.
Has anyone talked to you? I know you don't quite have the what they call like prototypical safety size.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone talked to you about just playing like bigger than your frame?
Shoot, that's all I think about, because I know I ain't the biggest guy coming down, and I gotta know how to tackle big backs. I gotta know how to play at my size, you know. As the guys that's shorter than me that play corner, and you know, you gotta know how to work with your skills, you know. So. But I am trying to gain weight. I'm trying to put on at least 15 pounds. You know, I've been there before, but I had surgery on my wrist, that which kind of burned me down a little bit this past summer. So, but got to get my weight up if I want to play in this league.
You've played with Eric Berry.
Mm-hmm.
What is just he? I mean, I think he's listed at 5'9" or something, and he has
mm-hmm.
put on a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah, man. He's a good friend of mine. And a mentor of mine, you know, kind of took me under his wing at Tennessee, and you know, that helped me out a lot. I kind of adapted, you know, kind of took from him his gameplay and put it into mine, because that's what I do. I gotta be able to see other defensive backs and how they prosper, you know, to get myself better.